From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo called on all industries in the country to make the most of digital technology to ensure higher efficiency and competitiveness. The head of state stated on Thursday that the government will enter into digitalization. The president noted that 2021 offers the momentum to rise and the Indonesian nation to be able to adaptively tackle the crisis. As reported by Antara, the president said that the Indonesian government will be better prepared to face the challenges ahead, transform into a new economic power, and become a more resilient and developed country. Digitalization has become a driving force for the economy to emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic, thereby encouraging the industry to alter its business model, including public conduct during transaction. Indonesia has prepared 3,000 hospitals for COVID-19 immunization, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stated on Thursday. He said that during a virtual press briefing on the 3T program, Plasma Donor Movement, Digital MSMEs and Aid and Solidarity, held at the National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB building. The government will also prepare 3,000 vaccinators across the country to speed up the COVID-19 vaccination program. The vaccination campaign must be coupled with the availability of vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccination program is aimed at building herd immunity, which is expected to be achieved 1 year after 70% of the Indonesian population has been vaccinated. The Indonesian government congratulated Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. following his inauguration as the 46th President of the United States on Wednesday. President Joko Widodo took to his Twitter and Instagram accounts to convey the congratulatory message on the inauguration day of the President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stated during a media briefing on Thursday that President Jokowi delivered a congratulatory tweet on the inauguration and invited the two countries to continue a strategic partnership, not only for the interests of the two countries, but also for a better world. Indonesia hopes that Myanmar can immediately create a conducive situation in Rakhine State to support repatriation of hundreds of thousands of ethnic Rohingya from refugee camps in Bangladesh. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said. She also said at a media briefing after a virtual meeting of Asian foreign ministers on Thursday that Indonesia also requested the work preparation for a comprehensive needs assessment or CNA, which is a further step from the preliminary needs assessment or PNA. We started to prepare for repatriation. Based on a report by the Secretary General of ASEAN, the implementation of CNA is ongoing with two of the four priority projects having entered the implementation stage, while the other two projects are still under discussion. Let's move on to the international news. U.S. President Joe Biden moved swiftly to coordinate a federal effort to fight the COVID-19 pandemic on Thursday, his first full day in office, with steps to expand testing and vaccination and increase mask wearing. At a White House event, Biden said the rollout of the vaccine in the United States has been a dismal failure so far. He also made a personal plea to all Americans to wear masks over the next 99 days to stop the spread of the virus, which has killed 405,000 people and infected more than 24 million in the United States, the highest numbers anywhere in the world. Executive orders signed by Biden on Thursday will establish a COVID-19 testing board to ramp up testing, address supply shortfalls, establish protocols for international travelers, and direct resources to hard-hit minority communities. Chancellor Angela Merkel urged Germans on Thursday to stop complaining about the slow rollout of the vaccine against COVID-19 and defended a decision to extend the lockdown as necessary to stem a more aggressive variant of the coronavirus. Speaking at the new conference, Merkel said it would be a mistake to ease curbs now given the mutation first identified in England had been found in Germany, Europe's most populous country and largest economy. Merkel defended the decision to secure a vaccine against the virus through the European Commission, dismissing advocates of a go-it-alone approach, who say Germany could have secured more vaccine faster on its own. Germany has had to delay opening some of its vaccination centers as it received fewer shots than expected due to a temporary slowdown of deliveries of vaccine from U.S. drug maker Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Egypt and Qatar have agreed to resume diplomatic relations, the Egyptian foreign ministry said on Wednesday, making Cairo the first country to officially do so under an Arab deal to end a long-running dispute with Doha. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Egypt agreed earlier this month to restore diplomatic trade and travel ties severed in 2017 over allegation Qatar supported terrorism, a charge that Doha denies. On Saturday, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said the kingdom expects to reopen its embassy in Qatar within days and full diplomatic relations between the two would resume. The United Arab Emirates, which followed Riyadh in reopening all entry points to Qatar, has said restoring diplomatic ties will take time. Bahrain has reopened its airspace to Qatar, as has Egypt. Listener, that was the news.
Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., or Joe Biden,
was officially appointed as the 46th President of the United States on January 2021, replacing Donald Trump. At the age of 78, Joe Biden is also the oldest President of the United States in history and the only one who was sworn in wearing a mask because of the still unsettling COVID-19 pandemic. Shortly after being sworn in, Biden immediately cleared the White House of Trump loyalists. In his speech as president, Biden spoke about unity, environment, COVID-19, and white supremacy. He praised Kamala Harris as a minority figure who becomes the vice president of the U.S. and is considered a symbol of change. Regarding environmental issues, Biden said that America was in need of help. He also criticized divisive people, including extremist groups. The American people and the international world as well have been waiting for Joe Biden's stance and leadership, even from his first day as president. The role that Donald Trump played in international relations has positioned America in several difficult conditions in terms of international trade, foreign policy, and international defense and security. Of course, it takes time and process to handle all of that. In addition, Joe Biden must find people with the same vision in running his government. On his first day as President of the United States, Joe Biden seems to want to convey a specific message that in the next 5 years, American policy will be completely different from the ones before. Of course, what everyone hopes is for a better condition, especially with regard to policies, both at home and abroad. That was commentary.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on January 22, 1905 about the Bloody Sunday in Russia. Bloody Sunday is an incident happening on January 22, 1905 in St. Petersburg, Russia, when unarmed workers march in a peaceful demonstration to deliver a petition to Tsar Nicholas II. imperial forces opened fire on the demonstrators. It did not happen at the palace square. Bloody Sunday seriously threatened the regime of Tsar as people lost trust to the country. The massacre is considered to be one of important events resulting in the revolution of Russia in 1917. The total number killed in the day's clashes is uncertain. The Tsar's officials recorded 96 dead and 333 injured. Meanwhile, anti-government sources claimed more than 4,000 dead. Moderate estimates still average around 1,000 killed or wounded, both from shots and being trampled during the panic. Another source noted that the official estimate was 132 people killed. Moving on to an event on January 22, 1903, the birthday of national hero Dr. Supomo. Supomo was known as an architect of the 1945 Constitution along with Muhammad Yamin and Sukarno. Supomo was born in Sukoharjo, Central Java on January 22, 1903. Supomo, who comes from a family of Japanese nobility or priyayi, studied at ELS or Europeisch Lager School in Boyolali 1917, Mulo or Mir Altgebreit Lager Underwisch in Solo 1920, and finished Law Vocational Education at Batavia Recht School in Batavia in 1923. As independence movement started, Supomo joined activists. Supomo died at the young age due to a heart attack in Jakarta on September 12, 1958, and he was buried in Solo. We end today in history with an event on January 22, 2006, when Evo Morales was inaugurated as the president of Bolivia, making him the first native Indian president. Juan Evo Morales Ayma was a Bolivian president who was sworn in on January 22, 2006. He became the first indigenous who held the office since the Spanish colonialism more than 470 years ago. Morales was the head of the Movement for Socialism political party, which was involved in gas war together with many other groups. It was usually referred to social movement. Well, listener, that was today in history.
So you think you can go back and forth, picking up my heart and drop it back on the floor? So you think that it's fine for you to come around after what you have done? How many times have I told you I don't need your apologies? If you're just gonna keep coming around and do it on repeat, don't say sorry if you have no clue what you did wrong. Oh, 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 oh
there for you.
Let go.
I want you to hear the cool. Macho go pal on the boo. Macho asap tampa api. Tiba-tiba muncul sendiri. Saat kamu cari cinta, kau tawarkan cerita yang aku waktu terpenang. Namun cerita kau yang permainkan hatiku. Aku jatuh menangis, kau datang dan pergi sesuka hati. Say baby don't leave me, I need you to stay. But baby I'm sorry, I'm so what I'm trying.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia entitled MSMEs and 56 Big Entrepreneurs Sign Cooperation of 1.5 Trillion Rupiah. President Joko Widodo said 56 big domestic and foreign entrepreneurs signed cooperation with 196 micro, small and medium enterprises or MSMEs. The cooperation has a contract value of 1.5 trillion rupiah. At the signing of cooperation in the foreign direct investment and the domestic direct investment with micro, small and medium enterprises or MSMEs, President Jokowi said through video conference at Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, Monday, January 18, this cooperation had potential to increase the quality of MSMEs products. It is because big entrepreneurs usually have a tighter work scheme, such as the product quality standard and production time finishing. President Jokowi hoped the MSMEs players continue to learn. For example, they may start to make improvement in packaging products to attract market. In addition, according to the president, this cooperation is potential to make the MSMEs players to market their products overseas. Moreover, the big entrepreneurs who are involved in this cooperation are exporters. However, he reminded MSMEs and big entrepreneurs to find cooperation pattern which is profitable for each other. President added that he appreciated the Investment Coordinating Board, or BKPM, which continues to accelerate investment amid the COVID-19 pandemic. BKPM keeps speeding up investment process from easing the permit, facilitating investors, serving investors to boost domestic and foreign investment, open job opportunities, as well as contribute to the rising level of MSMEs in Indonesia. On the same occasion, head of BKPM, Bahlil Lahadalia, added, cooperation between MSMEs and big companies worth 1.5 trillion rupiah is the first step. BKPM will make an effort to bridge small and big entrepreneurs every month. This is also the follow-up of the cooperation signing between Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises Ministry and BKPM. Bahlil Lahadalia also asked governors, regencies, mayors, as well as investment and one-stop integrated service to involve MSMEs in every investment. That was My Indonesia.
Musim cinta bersemi, kau dan aku mungkin tahu cinta kita satu.
Come stuck in your love.
ku dialami mimpi hingga waktu terhenti. Ku ingin kau ada di sini. Kau dan aku mungkin tahu cinta kita satu.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, listener. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, this is Rahma. I would like to introduce you to a Balinese food pesan Bepasi. When traveling to the island of the gods, Bali, please do not forget to enjoy its various culinary specialties. One of them is pesan Bepasi. This food has the main ingredient of sea fish such as skipjack, mahi-mahi, tuna, and others. This sea fish is processed in many ways, then it is wrapped in banana leaves. Listener, the making process of pesan Bepasi is not too difficult. To make the seasonings, it needs garlic, cayenne pepper, shallot, turmeric, terasi or shrimp paste, and salt, which are all refined. Then, add bay or salam leaves to make the food more fragrant. Clean the fish first, then cut it into cubes. After that, the pieces of fish can be mixed with the refined spices. The spice mixture that has been mixed with the fish is wrapped in banana leaves with an elongated round shape. Then it is grilled until well cooked. Listener, you can eat pesan Bepasi deliciously with warm rice. But, long time ago, Balinese people used to eat pesan Bepasi with boiled cassava or moran rice. It's not difficult to find this food. The price is relatively affordable, around 10,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah per serving. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuarungi, gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini.
Kadang saling melengkapi untuk menggapai semua mimpi menjadi yang terbaik. Jangan pernah menyerah, menaklukkan dunia. Jangan berhenti untuk terus berjuang jadi pemenang. Tetap semangat. Jangan putus asa menghadapi cobaan.
Yakin dan percaya itulah kuncinya.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi.
Jangan pernah menyerah.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
COVID-19 pandemic changed the order of people's life, including in the world of education. Online education services are in demand during the corona pandemic. Earlier this year, two Indonesian edutech startups also won funding. Indonesian education startups Titik Pintar and Zenius received fresh funds in early 2021. Titik Pintar obtained investments from the Indonesian Women Empowerment Fund, while funding to Zenius was led by Open Space Ventures and Alpha JWC Ventures. This is the first time for Titik Pintar to obtain institutional investment from IWEF. Previously, this startup received grants from the Dutch government as well as investments from individual investors in Indonesia and abroad. Titik Pintar provides an edutainment ecosystem including customized self-learning services and remote micro-lessons from teachers. The material is in Indonesian and English. Lessons and videos are made directly by the teacher on the sahabatpintar.id website. Thereby, teachers can get additional income. Meanwhile, children and parents can independently organize the learning experience and content needed. Currently, Titik Pintar has more than 15,000 users. Another educational startup, Zenius, also received funding from Open Space Ventures and Alpha JWC Ventures. The fresh funds will be used to develop services and applications. Online learning services like Zenius are in demand during the corona pandemic. This has driven the company's revenue to grow 70% year-on-year more during the second semester of 2020. The number of users also grew more than 10 times during March to December 2020. Meanwhile, the average number of users in each class is 400 students. That was Miss Seleni.
Kau lupakan semua janji-janji manismu. Cinta yang pernah aku rasakan tak lagi ada. Dulu kau selalu ada untukku, tapi kini ku tak. Berubah.
bisa aku terima kesalahanmu. Kau selalu saja membuat hati ini hancur. Aku sudah siap hidup tanpa dirimu. Sulit bagiku untuk maafkanmu. Tak bisa aku
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from North Sumatra entitled Martumba. The song Martumba asked for you to dance. It tells about the traditional dance of the Toba coastal community of North Sumatra. Martumba means dancing. This tumba dance is unique because it is performed while singing, and the song is a rim or umpasa. Its song, which is sung, has its own meaning, which is conveyed to young people as well as to the audience. This tumba dance has a function as entertainment for the community, learning customs, finding a mate, raising funds, training cooperation, and also as an educational tool. Here is Gilbert Pohan with the song entitled Martumba. Enjoy the song.
Dohot mahamu martuba, au maka holongi ho, holok kisai tu ho.
Martuba, martuba, ma, oh, unang ho,
coba sini, tengok-tengok saya. Kata orang saya mirip Raisa.
Hai kamu yang cantik dan manis, sini ku hibur pakai bahasa Inggris. Are you smiling atau meringis? But I gotta say I love you, man.
Pop sudah hadir di sini.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out.
Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai.
Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai.
Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Cintamu hanyalah untukku, karena kini kau telah membaginya. Maafkan jika memang kini harus ku tinggalkan dirimu, karena hatiku selalu kau lukai. Tak ada lagi yang bisa ku lakukan tanpamu. Ku hanya bisa mengatakan apa yang ku rasa. Ku menangis membayangkan betapa kejamnya dirimu atas diriku. Kau duakan cinta ini, kau pergi bersamanya. Kepergian dirimu dari sisi hidupku harus selalu kau tahu. Akulah hati yang telah kau sakiti.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.bianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia. Or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address VOI@vianews.id.